Blog Talk Radio.
Friday evening, today's day, the 20th of May, and welcome to Budget Weddings and YT for you. This is your host, Charlena Pearson, Josha, also known as Charlena P.S. And as you know, I just love that song, Supernova, by Carla Lynn Hall. And I know sometimes I just let it play because I just love hearing it. Anyway, we do have a big show this evening. I've had so much fun this week, and I hope that you were able to get out in this luscious, beautiful spring evening and afternoon and enjoy that weather. Because we, you know, how New York is, the heat index will be rising quite shortly. So we have a couple of days ahead of us in the 70s. What am I, your weather girl? Anyway, in the 70s, highs in the mid-70s over the course of the next 5 days. So I hope you will be able to get out and enjoy that. I apologize. I don't know where that cough came from. Let me see now. Not sure why the music is still going on in the background. It's kind of fun, though. You know, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to let it do that. Alrighty. So today, what I will be doing is I shall be reading from my upcoming audiobook. Actually, you know, I changed that. I decided I was not going to be reading from the audiobook, but I'm going to be reading from my upcoming new book that will be out, I'm thinking, end of June, early July. And before that, I'm going to have a pre-launch webinar for people to do the course along with me. I'm going to do it as well, and it'll become clear as to how and why I would do that after I start reading it. And anybody who does sign up for the webinar, I'm going to have a free webinar, of course, prior to the actual 5-week webinar, a couple of freebies, will get a book upon completion of the 5-week module. Alrighty, so in any case, let's talk books that have already been produced and or have already been released. They may not all be on the Kindle or the Nook at this point, but I want to just refresh your memory that I have 5 books, and just so you don't think I'm bonkers, which 5? What 5? What? Charlena has 5 books out? No. I'm going to read through them and let you know just which ones they are. Now, of course, there are 2 already or still on Amazon for Kindle. I believe I took the one that was on the Nook off because I don't know that, one, I don't think it was downloading correctly, and secondly, the ones that are on Amazon, you can also get on Nook as well. Excuse me, I had an attack of a yawn there. Anyway, so let me just tell you about my plans for each of the books that are already available. Two of them, as I say, are on Kindle now, and the others are just about ready to go. So, just as a reminder, 11 Secrets to New York City Weddings is on Kindle now, and I'm putting the finishing touches on the audiobook, which will be out later this month, June. And then there's New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, which is also out on Kindle now. And very soon, it will be out in print, somewhere between June, I would say, and August. It might be out just in time for my birthday, and I'll do a special pricing for that for my birthday. And then The Wedding Cake, From Frosting to Crumbs, which there's going to be a title change to that, and it's going to be expanded. As you know, it was released first in 2011, summer of 2011, shortly after The Wedding Cake Taste Off, that was released, and it was under a different title, but now I'm going to have it even under another different title, because it will be expanded, it will be updated, and I'm going to have a co-author, Ramya Murthy, who you know if you've listened to my show this year. She's a architecturally trained pastry chef, and she has yummy, yummy, yummy. And that book will be out in an audiobook probably about mid to late September as well. And then the New York City, this is a title change, New York City Stay Honeymoon. Actually, I think I'm make it Stay Moon instead of Stay Honeymoon. Anyway, it'll be an electronic download and a Kindle, and that'll be out in mid-August to early September. And then, of course, this is the book that I don't know. Oh, I know what it was. This next book is a book that I was going to have a step-by-step webinar. I still may have that for it. Will be on Kindle, it'll be in an audiobook, and a webinar. I was thinking of having it as a workshop, but I think I'll have it as a webinar. And that will be out mid-July to August on Kindle, and about a month apart for everything else. So August, September for the audiobook, and then the workshop or webinar will be September into October. And that book, again, is Creating Your New York City Wedding. And then in another genre, it could be wedding. It doesn't have to be wedding. It could be wedding, but it really isn't written in this respect for the wedding. It started off as a wedding book, but it is not. And this is the working title. It's called The New Thought Weight Release, and that will be an electronic download out in the midsummer. I'm putting the finishing touches on it and sending it to a new editor. I had a challenge with a previous editor, so I had to find a new editor. And that will have a pre-launch 5-week module in late May to mid-June, start of that 5-week webinar. And I'm going to do a reading from that book this evening. In addition, in the meantime, over the course of the last week or so, I have a new website that is just about ready to go up. I think it'll be up this weekend. The website is cegnyc.xyz, and it can compassionate service providers within the wedding industry for high-end weddings. CEG's acronym means Compassionate Creative Custom-Made Event Group. And we take pride in being compassionate, creative, mindful givers of custom-made services. No two people are alike, and that includes within the couple. And so neither should your event. And we are going to provide that for you. And available are a selection of 5 foundational packages that you can build upon to your specificity. for your special event. And we are not just doing weddings, but we'll do parties, anniversary parties, of course, corporate events, etc. And then all of the service providers are friends of mine, and they come highly praised from their clientele on various social groups, wedding social groups, and on their own merits and for their services. And I know you will be delighted with my selection of these service providers. Thankfully, they are all, as I said, very good friends, longtime friends of mine who are down to earth and treat each person as the unique individual that they are. We all are. And again, it's CEGNYC.XYZ. And the C stands for Compassionate, Creative, Custom Made, E is Event Group. Now, here is a reading taken from my newest book, which is, again, the working title is The New Thought Weight Release. I'll read a few things from the book itself and then take into a bit of what the, I'll end with what the webinar will consist of. Okay, first, from the book. Why did I write this book? First, when we, my husband and I, we're planning our wedding. We both decided to get in shape. As we've seen in the past, all men have to do is cut one or two items out of their diet and voila, the weight seemingly melts off. I knew that that would not be successful going that route for myself, so I hired a food coach, got some new walking shoes, and to whom I called in on a weekly basis and spoke to her about my food intake. In addition, I used prayer to readjust my mind to the weight reduction. I was even inspired to do a marathon, not a running marathon, but rather a walking marathon, complete with training. Second, fast forward 10 years to August 2015, and I am thinner, but nowhere near the weight I'd been when I met my husband all those years ago. I am a natural prayer, and I was raised on Catherine Ponder, Lawrence Scovel Shinn, and Eric Butterworth. My father was a minister, so praying really had always been in my DNA. Now that I have been a prayer chaplain at my spiritual center for almost 2 years, and I've added licensed wedding officiant to my career bucket, I know that prayer for me is an integral instrument within my life. Initially, my book was about wedding planning with prayer, but then getting back to August 2015, I started a plan that would only last 3 weeks, and I couldn't see why it wouldn't be successful, and this is a food plan. After doing the program in 2 cycles, I decided that adding prayer and affirmations along with the program could only enhance my results, and when my husband and I did the program, I noticed even better results and changed the focus of that book to a weight release book. Also, in July 2015, I just started a Mind Money program with Noah St. John, the inventor of affirmations. And since I love his work and his invented word, which I knew worked quite well, too, I thought the combination of prayer, the weight release program, affirmations, along with meditations might be a fun thing to write about. I then asked a number of the groups that I was in and got wonderful feedback, and that's in on Facebook. And so here I am with this book. Third, just as we can make the choice to create successes, riches, we also have the choice to choose what kind of body we'd ultimately like to reside in. Since I am a spiritual person and use prayer, affirmations, and meditation to succeed in the first two areas, I knew that all my body beliefs are also created in my mind. What can I do to change my body beliefs? Just as I changed my success, business, and love beliefs, I realized weight release is an inside-out job too. I would need to change my thought processes of how I see myself and create my mind through talking to God every day while doing outward things to achieve my weight-releasing goals. Almost immediately, my friend, a friend of mine on Facebook and on my radio show, suggested a food challenge. Having already given up fast food, I knew it would be pretty easy for me, so I thought it sounded fun and doable, so I jumped on board. Additionally, I'd already given up sugar for a year since July 2014, most milk products and wheat for the most part, so I knew those were pretty easy too. My downfall is salty snacks that are crunchy, so I knew giving up tortilla chips, popcorn made outside my home, and roasted nuts with salt were going to be the difficult part for me. I also have a soft spot for 7-Eleven deep-fried, probably not GMO, cheese-covered chicken sticks. Excuse me, I must cough for a second. Excuse me. I don't know where I have not had a frog in my throat all afternoon, and suddenly I get on the radio, and voila, there it is. Anyway, don't know. Why do we use any or all of the above during this weight release program? Why not just wish our weight away? Wishful thinking has no action behind it. This book is about taking action, specifically with your weight, in a sped-up, simple, actionable form. Again, you cannot wish for this to happen. You must move your butts and your butts mentally and physically to get it done. Why did I mention feeling earlier? Feeling plays an important role in your life every day, all day. For instance, if you hate your job, no matter how you may try to hide your disgust, your emotions about it will be revealed in actions through other parts of your life. Here's what happened to me on more than one occasion. I'd set my alarm each evening, but still would not hear the alarm each morning. So I'd get up in time and get ready to go to work and get to work early or at the very latest on time. Or you may never seem to get rid of upper respiratory viruses, or you catch some set of weird virus on your skin or in your eyes. To people around you, it might seem you were enjoying your environment. And I know that to the people around me, it seems I was enjoying my environment, my work environment. But on the inside, I stuffed down my feelings and may have been eating further to cover up feelings. And in reality, the feelings were leaking out everywhere. As we begin this plan, remember to speed your process by putting some feeling behind your words. Happy that you are getting your results works the best. Lackadaisical feeling gets lackadaisical responses from the universe. Without getting too deeply metaphysical, whatever you put in, feeling-wise, is exactly what you will get back, i.e. tentative, fearful, excited, belief of your co-creation power. Who are you co-creating with? You might ask. It's God, of course, and that is true for all applications used. For the prayer part, I don't mean you have to be loud or hoot and holler, but you do need some oomph, like you care about what you are knowing you already have. Be specific with your feelings on purpose through your desires at hand. God likes decisiveness. Not choosing will give you the opposite result. I demonstrated that myself recently and was then in a prayer release that funk almost immediately. With this plan, the beauty of it is the specific time frame has already been decided for you, 3 weeks. The structure of the plan is laid out for you along with suggestions of how to get through it easily and without feeling deprived. An explanation of the foods to give up are also already here in this book, but your body and you already know the main foods you ought to give up. The only things you need to bring are your determination to change and your enthusiasm to get it done. I would even add a third, your heart or your imagination. Without the imagination, your mind will try to mess up your plans. Bring your imagination along for the journey and experience your wonderful results. You will be surprised and heartened at your results. In this book, the name I have used most for the Creator is God. You may use or substitute any word you are most comfortable using within all the prayers. There are many depending on your faith and teachings that you can use. My upbringing is Christian, and this book is steeped in spiritually based wording on that philosophy or relationship with God. I have used other words for God sparingly, but there are a few, such as Creator and the universe. As truth students or receivers and givers of the world, we know that what we give out returns to us magnified, whether it's good or filled with negativity. But what we often forget is sometimes the words, besides the words, it is the feeling behind those words that speeds or slows down the process. No matter your desires, the right words coupled with the right feelings bring your desires to fruition. Wishing you're thinner does not work, and you know it. Stop and think how long you have been wishing that particular desire. Benefits of affirmation use. You get to figure out what your true desires are. Then you form your question the right way. With questions, you can levelize them, which means adding feeling to them as you're asking the question by knowing in your feeling whatever your question is, has already been received. Noah calls it future pasting. With that desire, add yourself how you feel with it. Okay, I'm jumping ahead to nebulizing, but you'll see again how adding feeling to this can speed the process. Plus, it's more fun to really feel your desires have already arrived anyway. The questions you ask assist your brain in changing the way you think about your desires. Remember, you are not answering the question. You are asking the right questions, imagining the outcomes with feelings. When you change your words, you essentially change your outcomes, and in this instance, you'll change your weight. For instance, and I think I have enough time. I can do this. Here are some samples. For instance, why did I release 4 pounds of water in my first week of this plan? Or why have I released the perfect amount of weight for my frame? Or why do I feel and look great now that I've released whatever the pounds you want, fill in that desired amount within reason, of course. Why did I release in my working, Why did I use release in my working title rather than lose or diet? I use release rather than lost or lose or diet because when you release something, you are setting it free. But when you lose something, you are usually trying to find it again or it finds you. And we do not desire to lose weight and then we are desirous of releasing it forever. At least I am, and I hope you are as well. And why do I not use diet? Well, if you look at that word, diet, are you dying to lose weight? Dying to lose weight? No. You want to release weight, not to have it return, and you don't want to die from it. The word die is in diet. It sounds horrible to me. again. My father was a Greek scholar, and I study and speak German, and the Latin reference is from Noah St. John's book, The Secret Code to Success, and that is the word affirmation, where that's from. He gives you the Latin based on what the word affirm means and why we use it. Weight release program here. Now, in the rest of the both the book and the 5-week webinar, you'll be given explanations about the 6 different new thought practices to assist you in releasing the weight from your body. Some of the topics for the webinar include structure of the whole process of the plan, where to call in or download, because I'll explain this in a little bit, your daily routine, your weekly events, why the use of new thought, what comes first and why, the structure of the 5 different applications, and when it's optimum to use it. Additionally, I'll explain how to form for all of the applications as well, including through the instructions in the book. Now, let me rephrase that. During the course of the 5-week plan or module, I will show you how to form the various applications so that you will know how to do them even after the 5-week webinar. So we'll have some practice usually on the Saturday usually on Saturday. So there are 5 weeks, and I believe we'll probably start on a Saturday. So that we'll either start on a Friday or a Saturday. I find that the meditation portion and the reassessment should probably be on an off day, and I think that Saturday will be the most efficient to do that on. So we'll do, and also it'll give you a chance to be accountable to each other, and you can ask questions, and we'll find out, reassess where you are and what your intent is for the next week. It's going to be really terrific. What I find is that what we're doing is we're being both and having fun, because the reason for the webinar series is that it gives you accountability. And I found that that has been most helpful in all of the things that I have been doing of late, whether it's working with a coach, working with a mentor, working with an accountability partner, as I did with Noah and continue to do. And the process of releasing and taking on new habits becomes much easier when you're accountable to somebody else. And I think you'll find that too. So that is the scoop for the new book and the webinar series that's coming up in the very near future. I hope that you will join me. I will let you all know via the next show. I think next time we meet again here that I will be interviewing an image consultant who will help you in determining what type of apparel you might wear for your wedding day. And I will give you even more information about the webinar that will be coming up at the end of May for 5 weeks. So I look forward to speaking with you again. And in the meantime, take a look at starting the new website, which is CEG, as in Compassionate Event Group, NYC.XYZ. And, of course, you still have all of the information that you can get from BudgetWeddingsNYC.com. This is Charlena PF signing off. Bye-bye.